Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump resumes next week after a former vice president at the Trump Organization testified that she saw Stormy Daniels at Trump Tower. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports at the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse on the significance of that testimony.
Rona Graff worked for Trump for 34 years as one of his most loyal assistants. She testified under subpoena with her legal team paid for by Trump, but in a clear voice, she verified records she'd maintained, including a mobile phone contact labeled Stormy, and another contact for Karen McDougal, the Playboy model who said she'd had an affair with Trump and who received a hush money payment of her own. Graff said she saw Daniels in the waiting room of Trump Tower and knew she was an adult film actor at the time. The defense raised the possibility that Trump considered Daniels for a role on The Celebrity Apprentice. Testimony continues on Tuesday. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Jurors also heard this week from David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer. He testified about how he helped suppress negative stories about Trump during the 2016 campaign. Meanwhile, the judge hearing the hush money case has set a hearing for Thursday on what prosecutors allege are further violations of a gag order by Trump. Students at Atlanta's Emory University held a peaceful protest a day after law enforcement arrested 28 people on campus. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Sarah Callis reports the events have been part of ongoing protests of the war between Israel and Hamas on dozens of college campuses around the country.
Following violent clashes with law enforcement, hundreds of students turned up for a second day of protest at Emory University's campus. This time, students also showed up to condemn the use of force on demonstrators. Emory student Claire Nutcha says she witnessed Thursday's clash firsthand.
I thought it was a horrible injustice on any sort of sense of community that the school could try to create.
Demonstrators marched around campus and entered a dining hall before dancing and playing music on the quad where arrests took place. Police were not visibly present during the demonstration. Organizers say they will continue to protest university and U.S. policies on Israel. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
Forecasters are warning of more severe weather today, a day after tornadoes swept through the Midwest. Jason Sunday is a veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, but he says he was never so scared as he was when a suspected tornado flattened his home near the Omaha suburb of Elkhorn.
Never been this scared. I mean, I've been over there and seen some gnarly things, but you're pretty helpless here, you know, and you have your wife here. You know, over there you have your battle buddies and it's another thing, but you have your wife right next to you and there's nothing you can do.
Sunday's home was one of hundreds that sustained damage in the Omaha suburbs. Multiple tornadoes were reported in Nebraska and Iowa. Tornado watches in effect today for Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. And you're listening to NPR News. Officials in Ukraine say Russia launched a barrage of missiles overnight, targeting energy facilities in three regions. Ukraine's Air Force says air defenses shot down 21 of 34 missiles. The attack follows a Pentagon announcement that the U.S. will send new Patriot missiles for Ukraine's air defenses as part of a $6 billion military aid package. Meanwhile, Russia says it intercepted more than 60 Ukrainian drones over a southern region. Russian officials say two oil refineries were targeted. Hamas says it is reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. The group said today the offer is a response to a proposal from Hamas 2 weeks ago. Details of the offer not clear. A recent Gallup poll finds American sleep patterns have deteriorated in the past decade. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports a change especially acute among women and young people.
Over the past decade, sleep is hitting an all-time low and stress is on the rise. In the past two decades, the number of Americans saying they're frequently stressed increased over 16 percentage points. One in five people sleep fewer than 5 hours a night. But the biggest changes are among women under 50, like Katie Kremitzos, a Tampa mother of two who says motherhood and the speed of technology are stressors.
There are a million, gazillion invisible details that we are managing. I think as a mom, there's sort of this okayness and acceptance of like, okay, yeah, I'm just not going to sleep a lot.
The survey found sleep decline for nearly all demographic groups. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
And I'm Joel Snyder. This is NPR News.